It's Thursday morning. That makes it time for a K1 Car Talk feature. We welcome in Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos. And good morning, sir.
Nice. Good morning, Charlie.
And it's a good day in the neighborhood. We
it's
got a lot of things.
It's a beautiful day. A little humid and warm this morning. But it's almost June in Oklahoma, so I think we should expect that probably.
Bartlesville High School graduation tomorrow night. Let's see. Sunfest coming up in a week. Mayfest coming up in a week. I mean, summertime is upon us.
We have all kinds of things coming up. It's that time of year. The Indians are getting going.
Yep.
We've got the
broadcast schedule posted up on our website if people want to find out more about that.
We are about the schedule
talking about which night is night of the ballpark. We'll announce that fairly soon, I think.
Awesome. Looking forward to some baseball and to OK Mozart coming up soon.
Boy, that is special, isn't it?
It is a great time of year in Bartlesville.
Yeah, and not quite as many, I'll say, cars needed for out-of-town musicians, but you still there are to support the musicians.
Oh, yeah, we're going to help them any way we can. We love OK Mozart and proud to help them throughout the years, and we got a big Memorial Day holiday coming up here, too.
We do,
right around the corner. Want everybody to know we'll be open Monday. We've got our Memorial Day sale. So if you're hanging around town and not going to the lake with the crazy weather we have and you want to come shopping for cars, we've got incredible deals on all our great vehicles, all the Toyotas, Fords, Lincolns, all our used vehicles. Great deals. There's an extra $1,000 rebate for military veterans and active military and first responders from Ford Motor Company. We have typically a rebate of around $500 for them, but they've doubled that to $1,000 now for Memorial Day. So take advantage of that. Come test drive a Ford or Lincoln or Toyota or one of our great used cars, and we'll show you all the deals and other incentives too, because you can stack that one with all the other rebates, incentives, and affinity things that are out there. Whether, for instance, if you're a veteran that works at ConocoPhillips, you'd get the X plan plus the veteran rebate, stuff like that. So there's great deals. Just need to give us a call or come on in, and we'll be happy to help you find one.
And I think I know your staff is great about asking different questions so they know what you qualify for, but people shouldn't be shy about saying I'm a member of this or that or whatever, right?
No, I mean, a lot of times you don't realize maybe that being a member of the American Quarter Horse Association could get you a rebate on a Ford, or being a recent college graduate would get you a rebate from Ford or Toyota. So things like that, a lot of times, people miss those rebates, and a lot of times that's a secret to getting the very best deal is getting all you can from the manufacturer incentives. We're going to give you our discount. There's really that different. There's the local discount that the dealer gives you on the vehicles. Then there's the incentives that the manufacturer gives you, rebates, interest rate programs, lease programs. And then there's the trade and financing options, all those things into that. So those questions you mentioned, those are really important to making a good decision.
Which is why the buying process is different than I think what we traditionally have gone in the past, where, you're out just wandering around the lot looking at cars and somebody comes out and say what you're looking for. Yours kind of starts more about, let's sit down and talk a little bit about what you like and what you don't like.
Well, it is interesting now because the consumer has the information. But there's so much of it, it's hard sometimes to assimilate it. And so you kind of need an expert to help guide you through the process. I really think that's the role of the salesman now is rather than really, closing a deal or somehow positioning the sale through negotiation to accomplish the goal.
As soon as possible into that final 3 feet with the sales manager.
Well, horse trading has gone on forever, right? Yeah. And to a certain degree, that's still what selling a car is about. But truthfully, most of it is really about making good decisions, getting people to find the right vehicle that meets all their needs, that fits their budget, that's going to be good for them for the long term. That's the thing that makes the biggest difference for the person. And that's what they want, right? I mean, it's all about trust. I mean, the reason that people are skeptical of the negotiation process is they don't trust it, that they don't know, you don't know if you're winning or losing. And it's, frankly, with the information out there on the internet today, that part of it's really pretty easy. We're pretty transparent on pricing. You can look at any number of sources and get an idea of what a vehicle is going to cost you. Some are more accurate than others. Almost every dealer now puts an internet price on every vehicle they have online. Some of that's kind of you know, just an average kind of price. There's some manufacturers have minimum allowable advertised prices. Mm-hmm. Probably two of the three we have will only let us advertise the vehicle. They won't let me talk about it either, but I can do it if I do it vaguely.
You're getting more and more like the economic development people all the time. We got this, but I can't talk about it.
Well, they do it to protect the value of the brand, and because some dealers are going to advertise prices that are, you know, price leaders, and manufacturers feel like that's destructive to the value of the brand and to this whole sales process.
Well, and
I kind of agree. I mean, if you're going to run something for $10,000 off, and you've done a bunch of accessorization to it, and your discount is really built up into this fluffy, overvalued stuff, that's not a good deal. And so the truth is, you know, finding that right trust, the guy you can trust, that's the most important thing.
And your industry, your field also is regulated statewide as far as advertising.
By the state, by the federal government, by the Consumer Protection Bureau, all kinds of regulations on advertising, just what we say about our deals.
I love disclaimers.
The minimum advertised price that, you know, that many manufacturers have is to say we can only say this much in an ad. Of course, a lot of times we sell cars for less. That's the truth.
You know, another great buy around town, OK Mozart.
Okay, Mozart, and we've got Randy here today.
Yeah.
That's a great, great to have Randy.
Well, thank you. Great to be here.
Hear about what's coming up in a couple weeks. We're so close.
Can you believe it? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we actually have some events going on next week.
Uh-huh.
Pre-festival events that I'm going to be doing with some kids, and then the festival starts for real. On the 11th of June.
The mission to kids goes back to year one almost, as far as getting.
Oh yes, you know. Yeah, and we're expanding that in a lot of different ways. I think you may have read the article in the paper yesterday, mm-hmm, about our newest collaboration with the Tulsa Girls Art School, and they had never heard chamber music before.
What?
Yes. And it turned out that Chamber Music Tulsa had to cancel a concert, but they had a Grammy Award winning group there, Pacifica Quartet. And Bruce Sorrell, who's the executive director of Chamber Music Tulsa, knew we were sponsoring them, the Tulsa Art School. He had Pacifica Quartet go to their art studio and play Mozart for them for 3.5 hours, and they all painted to the music of Mozart, and that art is going to be on display in the gallery, and any works of art that are sold, the money is put in a trust fund for each of those girls to go to college.
Awesome.
I'm just really proud of this new sponsorship, because, and this collaboration in the arts, not just with music, mm-hmm, but with visual arts as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about that, but the festival starts on Saturday, June 11th, out at Prairie Song, as we have for many years. We have everything that we offered last year, including the fun one, but we've added a new thing this year, which is co-sponsored by Patriot Motors and KWON. Thank you, KWON. We're having an authentic timed 5K trail race.
Okay.
And it's going to be timed by Tater Racing. I don't know whether that's...
That they do quite a few of the local 5Ks around.
Yes,
so people are familiar.
So it's an authentic timed race, and it's different than the other races because it's a trail race.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little it takes a little bit more stamina, and
trail,
you know,
races.
You're going over a course that has ups and downs. It's got rocks. It's got water features. And
probably
so
running through the prairie and some woodland out there.
That's exactly right. So it should be an exciting race for those who are racers. This is one I think they'll want to get in.
I'm a runner, and one of my favorite things to do is trail running. I mean, it is a great way to run.
Well,
so
you
to
take,
get out in the country.
You take advantage of what God has created,
yeah,
and that's what it's all about. Kind of like playing golf. You know, that's the only reason I play golf is to try to get out there in nature. But this just has it all, I think.
I mean, I'm trying to figure out how we can get loudspeakers out there to integrate the whole thing with, I don't know, Chariots of Fire or Ride of the Valkyries or something. Wouldn't that be neat?
Yeah. I actually had a dream last night that one of the ways we defeated ISIS was we piped in Mozart via airplanes that were 10 miles up and sent speakers down.
Well, that's it. We're saving the world with okay, Mozart.
Yeah.
Crazy.
What a great idea.
Yeah. And then we have, of course, anybody can come out and stroll through the park, but let's see, the day includes gospel music in the chapel, barbershop harmonies, western swing, ad lib singers, a magic show in the barn, sheepdogs demonstrating athletic abilities in the corral. You can get a lesson on trip roping.
For people who haven't been to Prairie Song, imagine all this happening out in an authentic prairie little town they've built at a local ranch.
And do you know how many people in Tulsa have never heard of it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sure it's well in excess of 90% have never heard of it. Yeah.
So it's really a must-see. And another must, I think, is the...
And I don't know if the Tates are going to be available to give tours because there's a lot of other things going on, but they need to do it at a time when the Tates are available.
Yeah, you have to call the Tates.
Yeah.
And they're more than happy to arrange individual tours. But if you go to Naughty Nelly's Saloon this year, you're going to get piano music from Narnie Roll and Jerry Freeman. And we actually found a place that had sarsaparilla, and we've been storing it in our storeroom. We've got it ready to go, so we've got actual sarsaparilla this year. So it's really going to be a neat thing. And then the end of that day is a free concert by Adam and Kizzy. Adam and Kizzy are a couple that went through some hard times. They met in Oklahoma City and started singing together, eventually got married. But they have their motto is the Edu way, and that comes from the middle letters of the word freedom, FREEDOOM, Edu. And I thought that was kind of clever.
I thought it was a Star Trek Next Generation episode.
Well, yeah, but their experience with each other has kind of set them free. They've got a freedom in their lives together that they never had before. So. And they write music, so they're singer-songwriters, and quite a few of their songs are being heard nationwide. So we want to propel them forward, and this gives them a chance. So,
those that heard them through an OK Mozart event
came away. The place was packed. We had them at Ambler Hall in the fall, one of our first concerts. Mm-hmm. And I discovered them by going through the Arts Council website, and they have a place for certified touring artists. And I went and I went through each one of them, and I went to Adam and Kizzy's webpage and listened to their songs, and I thought, I'm going to get them.
That's awesome.
And I'm really happy I did it.
And that kind of in keeping with the theme this year at OK Mozart of involving more
Oklahoma artists. That's right.
And involving the local state musicians in the program.
Yeah, we have Oklahoma City artists like Adam and Kizzy. We also have Oklahoma City artists playing chamber music every day at 11 o'clock. And I'll tell you, I went to YouTube last night and I looked up Dr. Gregory Lee. Gregory Lee is the concertmaster of the Oklahoma City Philharmonic. And first of all, you'll read his credentials in the program, but they are spectacular. But go to YouTube and Google. He's got a couple of really nice YouTubes. He is a world-class player. And he's the one that coordinated with members of the Oklahoma City Philharmonic. He's a gentleman. He's a fabulous player. And, you know, we're beginning to attract that quality of player in Oklahoma. He's been to the finest conservatories. He's got his doctorate in music. He's played all over the world with the finest orchestras in the world. And here he is teaching at OU, and he's the concertmaster of the Oklahoma City Philharmonic. I mean, we have really come somewhere since 1985 in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And we need to really give them what they need to get to the next level. Well, and that's where OK Mozart can really help.
And you were recognized for those collaborations recently with the One Awards.
That's the reason we got the One Award. When we were nominated, they asked us to fill out a bunch of forms. You know, what do you do and how do you do it? Well, my answers were, we're featuring Oklahoma artists for the first time, this, that, and the second, and we got the award. So we got the award not for what we've done in the past, but for what we're doing moving forward, because we're one of the few groups in Oklahoma that has maneuvered into a complete change in a positive way for the state, and collaborating with multiple other Oklahoma institutions.
And that's really been
the history. It's
the
wave of the future.
It's really been the history of Oklahoma Mozart, too, when you think about it. Even
back to
the beginning, bringing the New York musicians here, exposing our
city
to those great programs that we've had through all these years.
And they had something to do with all this.
It's evolved.
It's
had to stay relevant and to keep up with the times and meet audience what the audience wants, and to match up with what fundraisers will give you and stuff like
that's
that.
That's right. This year, for the first time, we have two crossovers. We had been having chamber music on Tuesday night, and attendance was good for a chamber music concert. Mm-hmm. But I came up with this idea of having two chamber music seatings, Oklahoma City at 11, Miro at 2, which meant we didn't need to have chamber music at night, so we have a second crossover. And we have two distinctly different crossovers, Simply Three, which is a group of young men, very gifted, very talented. You can Google them but you can look them up on YouTube, too. In fact, I posted on Facebook their newest official video, and
saw
it's really cool.
Yeah.
They are really with it. And I mean, they're really marketing. They're marketing well. But they play Coldplay and Michael Jackson in such a unique way, and they're great entertainers. And then on Thursday night, we have this Bring It Back by Catherine Russell, whose father was the music director for Louis Armstrong, and her mother was a singer with Louis Armstrong at the time. And here she had been playing with David Bowie, a backup singer in his band all these years, and when he stopped touring, she had to find a new direction for herself. Well, instead of a new direction, she went back. So she's bringing it back, and bringing it back in a big way, with already having gotten a Grammy. And she's bringing a quintet with her, and that's going to be a great night of blues and jazz. So
those are Tuesday and Thursday nights.
Tuesday and Thursday nights.
Roller Rock will be on Friday.
Roller Rock on Friday with Lauren Green and the Coggle Sisters. You can't get any better than that. And then the three major symphony concerts with great guest artists, including Anne-Marie McDermott. I just think that we're not losing anything.
And tickets are available still,
Tickets are available in great prices, and we've still got the 20% off if you buy three tickets to the same concert or three tickets to three different concerts.
Yeah, there's ways to bundle your stuff and
you
get deals.
You can bundle it and get a deal, and for groups, we bargain. We're kind of like an auto dealer.
Want to sell
here's
tickets.
Here's our posted price, but come talk to us.
I expect an empty seat at a concert is probably not going to do you any good.
We don't want empty
seats.
Isn't
going to do you any good.
We want people in seats no matter what.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
I even personally went out and bought 20 student tickets and gave them to the high school.
Awesome.
Well, I want kids there. And every student seat, no matter what section of the hall, no matter what concert, is $9.
Wow.
And we did that intentionally.
That is tremendous.
Yeah.
And I mean, again, the catering to students with the traditional master classes that the musicians have
that's
done,
right.
You're continuing that student mission as well, right?
Oh, that's right. And this year now, while we're not able to have the high school All-State, we're having a college All-State.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 9 students that have been recommended by their teachers. 6 from OSU, of all things. We've never had... collaboration with OSU, but those students were thirsty, and I went down to hear them, and they are fabulous.
Great.
And three students from OCU, they've got the music already. They've been practicing. They're going to do the whole Brahms 4th Symphony on the opening concert with the signature symphony conducted by Andres Franco, who, by the way, is probably... Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here.
I doubt it.
He has... He accepted the job with Signature Symphony this year, mm-hmm. but right after accepting that job, he became the assistant conductor of the Pittsburgh Symphony in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. This is a major orchestra. It's mm-hmm. the first conductor that we've had who is an OK Mozart conductor who has been a conductor of a major orchestra, and he's a very, very young man, Hispanic, mm-hmm. and... he is going to go places, and he's turned that signature symphony around. It's absolutely fabulous.
Well, the audience will enjoy the Brahms 4. They'll walk out humming the tunes from that.
I went to hear their performance of it when they did it in the fall, and it was absolutely breathtaking. I'm not exaggerating. He has pulled the best out of those musicians, and they're going to want to do even better in our hall for OK Mozart. They're really working hard.
Well,
the other concerts are keeping pace with last year, and chamber music is way ahead. So in total ticket sales, we're ahead of last year.
That's wonderful. That's great to hear. And it sounds like a great event once again. We'll have many events, really. I'll wrap up in the one. Mozart.
It's 117 events all in 1 week.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, congratulations.
So again, go online, okmozart.com. Order your tickets online or by phone, 918-336-9800.
9800.
My bad.
You go to get the box office at 9800.
Okay.
Yeah. Go to the community center.
There are so many ways. And we want to thank Dunges for providing the vehicles for our guest artists. Riding in a vehicle, or the quartet, Miro String Quartet, will be riding in a Dunges vehicle, as will Catherine Russell and the Simply Three.
Great.
And Anne-Marie McDermott. So we're just very excited about that. Thank you so much.
Glad to help. Well, glad to have you here today, too, Randy. Appreciate everything you do for our community all year round, and especially this busy time of year, taking a few minutes out of your schedule to come help us make my little radio show more interesting.
But it shows the involvement of the dealership that you're more than just selling and servicing vehicles.
We're people, too. We live in the community. We want to be relevant and involved and with all of you. So that's really the point. I mean, more than anything else, it is a people business we're in, and we want to live in the great place like Bartlesville, so that's why we're here.
This is the time of year that those car air conditioners really start getting a workout.
It is a stressful time of year on your vehicle. The temperature changes. You walked out the door this morning, you noticed it was 78 degrees and 150% humidity or something.
It varies year to year, but it seems as though to me the traditional date for opening ceremonies for OK Mozart seems to be the date that we, as I feel it anyway, going from spring or maybe a little bit warm to summer announcing itself. It's hot today.
It's here.
Yeah.
It happens, and that kind of change puts stress on your vehicles. Whether you think of it, you may notice it in your on your battery, on your air conditioner system, maybe your tires even. People don't think about that, but temperature changes the air pressure in your tires. If you are experiencing that, and the tire doesn't look flat, but my tire light indicator light is coming on, it could be something like that. We can help you stabilize that or check out your tire, just make sure it's good.
Check out the cabin air filter.
Cabin air filters are good. Anytime, really, those need to be checked. Anytime you're doing your service, you will be amazed at how they make your vehicle perform better, just for you sitting in the vehicle. It'll smell better and be fresher. It'll ventilate better. Makes everything good. The other stuff that's important are windshield wipers, obviously your tires, the air conditioner stuff I mentioned, but batteries. As they age, they put off signs of that. So just bring it in. We'll be happy to test that. I know Toyota, coming up in June, we're going to have a special battery deal where you purchase a Toyota battery, you get a $25 gift card back. So There's some deals on brakes, batteries, tires. We always talk about the 995 oil change. We did. I heard from out front that we had a caller come in and ask whether our service department will be open on Monday for Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to say it will not be. We're going to give the service department the day off. They'll be open Saturday, though, our normal Saturday hours from 7 to 1. To take care of your needs for the weekend, but we will be closed on Memorial Day for service, but open for sales. Mm-hmm. That day, the sales department will be there, and we'll be open again for service on Tuesday morning.
Okay, and of course, now you can set your appointment for an oil change. It's pretty convenient. Call up and just say, can I get an appointment for, and I'm pulling this out of the air, 9 mm-hmm. o'clock tomorrow morning,
Yeah,
you
can do it online. Sometimes we may have to move it around if it's a busy time where we already have people scheduled, or if it's a time where we know we're going to have a lot of drop-in customers, we block some of those times off just so to make it more convenient for everyone. But we do, our goal is to get you done quickly as possible, and we know scheduling an appointment is going to work better for some people. Other people just need to come in and on their time, but we're working really hard to make that, to automate that even more, and people who are scheduling appointments now, you will notice we're able to use some automation to help confirm those appointments, to make sure that we're ready and to take care of you when you come in. That's the main thing, obviously, is to be ready. That's mm-hmm. the purpose of the appointment, and we'll be ready and ready to go. And we're working with some new automation that's going to allow us more the consumer to go online and actually see what's available in the shop. It won't allow you in the future here to schedule an appointment if we don't have availability. We'll be a little more sophisticated in that in the near future here, I think.
Well, it comes down to taking each customer as an individual and treating them as a friend.
And always trying to figure out a better way to do it, too. That's what we do at Dungeness. So how can we make this 995 oil change thing and make it even better?
To think that not all that long ago, they were $29.95, and you had some specials that were
$19.95 and $14.95, and we just landed at $9.95. And I still see, that's a great deal. You can't buy the oil and filter for that price. And there's nobody in the market who's going to do that every day on every car that comes in. And, that is for up to 5 quarts of oil. So if your vehicle needs more, we're going to charge you for each quart extra that you need. But that's not very much. And it is a great deal. And I think if you bundle it, sometimes other dealers will run specials where they'll bundle it with a tire rotation or a balance or both. And it may look like a little better deal, but I guarantee you stack it up with the $9.95 oil change. There's nobody who does it for less than Dungeness.
But you still need to go in there and ask to have your tires rotated while you're having a $9.95 oil change.
Definitely. One of the most important things to do to keep your vehicle safe and running great and save you money over time, because it's going to extend the life of the tires greatly if you just do that about every 5,000 miles. It allows for your vehicle to be inspected too, because once we get the tires off, we can really inspect the brakes, all the undercarriage of the vehicle, the suspension and all that, which really needs to be done regularly.
Okay, well, again, it is DungeessChoice.com. It is OKMozart.com.
There you go.
And they're both great buys in our community. And it's something I try to say frequently about the festival. Again, if you were to go to wherever these artists are, New York, Chicago, L.A., wherever they are, pay their prices, we're a bargain. Randy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Charlie.
We'll do it again next Thursday morning here on AM 1400. News on the way.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.